the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Corona Busters! Good morning, 8:48, Brock. Hunter.
Good morning.
The lovely Kiki. Did you get some headphones?
Yeah, hello.
All right, there we go.
So I was testing it.
All right, try not to break those, okay?
I think I broke this.
No, you broke the actual part of your headphones.
This isn't really sticking in anymore.
No.
Did you get it from like five and below? They were like $5.
They were. I got them from five below. So I'll get you a new pair. Is that right?
Get her like three new pair.
What?
Because they're gonna fall apart in 2 weeks.
What did I say wrong there?
Nothing. I'm just sitting here. Oh my gosh.
Don't even. All right. Let's do dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Home, car, life, camper insurance. I just got my camper back. I know it doesn't seem like we're going to be out anytime soon, but we will be. You want to make sure that all your fun summer toys are covered. Chris has got great options for you. Call him, get a quote, and get your stuff covered. Get yourself covered. It's the smart thing to do. Go see him. Chris. Good God.
Debbie Downing.
Everyone go back to bed.
I'm just going to have to quarantine her for like a week. This is what you need.
Is it by chance that time?
No.
Yeah, you on your period?
Thanks,
damn, it's
guys.
Not even that time.
No.
All right, just lean into that.
Say yes.
Yeah, that would make more sense if it was your period.
No, because it's other people. It's not me.
I'm pretty sure when you're on your period, it's always other people or it's you. Everything. I don't know. It's a whole mess. It's a mess.
I think you guys should stay out of that topic.
No problem, lady. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do. Oh, here we go. Hot boxing.
Okay.
Hot boxing is when you smoke and you raise and you pull out. Oh, no, wait, that's not it. That's a different kind.
Did you just hot box before you came here?
You put the windows up. What's that called, Hunter?
It's when you're 17 years old and you're sitting in your buddy's Ford Ranger and you think you can roll up all the windows and smoke a whole cig.
Yeah, well, no, not. Okay.
By cigarette, do you mean a bowl of weed?
No, we did it with a cig for some reason.
Isn't that a hot box?
You guys are right. Yeah, it's when it's any place that is small and confined to help maximize the effect of the smoke.
I
don't know why you do it with a cigarette. That's
gross.
It's when you roll down the window of your hoopty and a bunch of smoke rolls out.
Your hoopty? Hoopty's a hoopty, son.
Isn't it also called a hot box when like you have flatulence and you roll up all the windows?
You can say fart. Just say fart.
I wanted to be classy broad.
Not on this show. You keep that for...
It's when you toot.
It's when you have a little tooter frog.
Yeah, when you tooter frog and then you roll up all the windows. Isn't that hotboxing a fart?
No.
So can you hotbox anything as long as you roll up the windows?
No.
And it's a small
contained space. We do it to the studio
space.
All the time.
Yeah, that's true. We
hotbox
it. That's a Dutch oven. When it involves flatulence, that's
Dutch
a Dutch oven. Which I don't know how Dutch got the short end of that stick. Yeah, go ahead.
The other night, so you're talking about the Dutch oven. I had a glass of milk before bed the other night.
Oh, why do you do that?
Ew.
Why do you do that?
Because I was thirsty and I like milk.
Your body doesn't, though.
I know, and it was bad. It was really bad, so bad. Dude, I'm serious. My wife puked. She puked up a pepper through her nose.
Oh, my God. You're the worst.
She had to take the covers and wash them. I was freezing. I'm like, what? Where's the cover? She's like, I had to wash it because you made me puke.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it. A Dutch oven can be quite lethal. It can
you
be.
You are disgusting.
Did you
know it was coming and you did it on purpose?
No, I think I was sleeping and I just kind of, you know, one of the
but he did though. He knew exact. Hunter does that because he's done that sometimes in the mornings. Yeah. If his body does not react well to dairy products.
Right.
So when he has a big old hearty glass of milk.
When I'm sitting there just staring at you, it's just, you know what's going on.
I know
on.
Exactly what you're doing. Yeah. No, I've been with you for 4 years. I know everything. And it's terrible. It's awful. That's completely off topic. We're talking about hotboxing. Example, Hunter is hotboxing in his basement during the Plan B morning show. There you go. That works.
I can't even see the microphone, man.
Just feeling around.
Where are the cats?
Speaking of that, that video of the guy, and I don't know if Kiki's ever seen this. There's an amazing video. This guy takes one of those big, remember that that yellow shop fan that I had?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they hook up a bowl apparatus to the intake of that shop fan.
Oh my,
and they fill
gosh.
It with like a pound of weed. The guy takes a torch, lights the weed, and then just hot. This smoke, I got to show you the video. This smoke
is hilarious.
Tremendous.
It's instantaneous.
Wow. It's nuts. So, all right, there you go. And I'm sure there's some people hotboxing during this quarantine. So not a bad way to do it. You get the most bang for your buck. There you go. That's your dumb vocabulary. Gross.
The screaming yellow Hummer.